This Saturday, HBO presents Robert Duvall in Stalin, a three-hour docudrama about the infamous Russian leader. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
It's a great idea. Take the guy who was so terrific in Lonesome Dove and give him one of the most interesting and challenging roles of the century. Even better, take advantage of glasnost and perestroika and shoot as many of the scenes as possible in the actual locations where they took place. What could be better? Almost anything. Duvall does his best here, and his best usually is the best there is. But in Stalin, he's hampered by two obstacles he can't quite overcome. One is the heavy latex makeup he wears, which limits his movements and expressions. In the last hour of the drama, his Stalin looks embalmed even before he dies. And the other obstacle is the script by Paul Monash, which doesn't flesh out any of Stalin's allies and adversaries. Instead, they're all pawns to be pushed around by Stalin, and just as expendable. In this scene, Stalin talks to his security chief about a political rival. And while we see the moves being made in this historical chess game, we aren't given any reason to care about the pieces.
I encountered Comrade Kirov last night. A very popular man, isn't he?
Yes.
In Moscow as well as in Leningrad.
Yes.
And deservedly so. He's an exceptional leader, always considerate, and always decisive.
Yes.
Do you think he is aware of it?
Aware of what, Comrade Stalin?
The conspiracy to make him General Secretary instead of me.
It's hard to know, Comrade Stalin.
It's your business to know.
The conspiracies and betrayals and bodies all pile up, but with little dramatic impact. In this telemovie, Stalin's victims, Kirov, Trotsky, Bukharin, are almost interchangeable, like so many Boris Badenovs. And while a few scenes are staged in opulent Russian ballrooms or in Stalin's actual vacation home, there's a lot that isn't shown, including all of World War II, which shows up here only in newsreel footage. Where is Stalin on the world stage, going head-to-head with leaders of other countries? Where, for that matter, is the young Stalin, the one whose abuse and rebellion during childhood formed his hateful personality? Nowhere to be found. What we get is Stalin at home, abusing his wife. And at a private dinner with his closest political allies and his own daughter, terrorizing them all with a frightening but very believable threat.
Who could follow Stalin? Who would follow Stalin? None of you is worthy. So, I'm going to rid myself of all of you. This soup you've eaten was poisoned. As you can see, I didn't touch mine.
As it turns out, the soup isn't deadly, but the rest of HBO's Stalin is. It's a major disappointment. But don't worry, history fans. Stalin, like Hitler, is too bad a villain to be left alone for long. TV will give us more Stalins in the years to come. And though we can't hope for a better actor than Duvall, we sure can hope for better scripts.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.